I will therefore be voting for Alberta to remain in Canada, while continuing to work each and every day to restore and strengthen provincial rights under the Canadian Constitution.
I don't think she's done herself any favors. She hasn't done the party any favors.
What she's trying to do is satisfy both those who want to remain in Canada and those who want to separate.
I had no time to choose what I chose to do. So go easy.
Welcome back to the show, Frank. Masterful music and sound clips this morning. Thanks so much for that. So we are headed into open lines here on the Evan Bray Show, and I want to hear from you. Danielle Smith with the address to Albertans last night, but you can bet your bottom dollar it was watched by Canadians. There were a lot of eyes on what was being said in 14 and a half minutes by the Premier of Alberta. It was a masterful political tightrope walk is what it was. And to be honest, I don't know if she had really had any other options. You know that there are a large number. In fact, I would say predominantly the Alberta independence movement is made up of people from the United Conservative Party, her party. Those are her people, right? They may be at one end of the spectrum. They may, or maybe they're not. But there are people who, generally speaking, are her supporters. So she does not have the political ability to turn her back on people that want to separate. If her intention is to constantly be an advocate to stay in Alberta, which she has consistently been, she talks about the notion of a sovereign, independent Alberta within a united Canada. She uses words like that to talk about, you know, we need strength as a province, but we still need to remain part of Canada. And let's not lose sight of the fact she just signed the extension, the next document to that MOU on pipelines. And so, she wants to attract investment to the province. She wants to get this pipeline going and feels like there's some positive momentum there. The people that want to separate, which is not, I will say this again, is not a fringe group of a small group of people. It's a large group. If you compare it from a percentage standpoint, I know people have said, what is it, 6% of Alberta that have put their name to the petition or stated that they're interested in leaving. Fair enough. But we're not talking about 2,500 signatures. We're talking about thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of signatures. And those are just the people that put pen to paper. So there is a group that say it's time. Danielle Smith trying to find a way to give Albertans a say to voice their opinion. But many people say the referendum question itself doesn't hit the mark.
I'm announcing today that I will be requesting our government add an additional question to the October 19th referendum vote announced previously. The additional question will be, should Alberta remain a province of Canada? Or should the government of Alberta commence the legal process required under the Canadian Constitution to hold a binding provincial referendum on whether or not Alberta should separate from Canada?
So it's not a should we stay or should we go? It's should we stay or should we start the process to have a vote on an actual referendum to leave Canada? So it's got, you've heard the clips this morning we've been playing in the newscast. Frank's played a couple on the show already of Jeffrey Rath, who's the lawyer, head legal counsel for the group wanting to separate from Canada. He is very critical of Danielle Smith, and he is going as far, and many people are, to say this is going to be the political demise of Danielle Smith. Knowing that if it's a fracture in the UCP party that happens, does that mean that government in Alberta in the next election changes? If you split it, keep in mind that that's what UCP is a group. It's the coming together of Wild Rose and the conservatives in Alberta to form this party. But now if you're going to have this fracture, what implications does that have? So, you know, I mean, it's a long ways away from October 19th when they're having the vote, but I'm curious to know your thoughts. Did Danielle Smith get it right? Did she find that balance beam to walk that is going to keep both sides happy, or is it keeping no one happy? 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to the phone lines. Curious to know your thoughts. Lots of great texts coming in as well, and lots of great calls. We're going to start with Cal in Oxbow. Good morning, Cal. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Evan. Yes, happy Friday. I know I'm a little early for bugs and hugs, but I want to hug Frank. Like, his music intro is so good all the time.
There you go. Frank can always use a hug, Cal, so good on you. Yeah. Good on you.
All right, that's good. Look, Danielle Smith has to walk the line. I mean, this is what politicians do all the time, and I understand why she's doing it. I don't think anybody's happy, and that's usually what happens. But look, Evan, I know that people get emotional about separation, and I think most people that listen know my stance on separation. I'm also realistic in thinking that it's not going to happen, unfortunately. I don't think people have suffered enough. That's part of the problem to stay. Look, any pipeline plan that she's signing this, which I know she wants to do because she's trying to instill hope, but any pipeline plan that includes carbon taxes, that includes this Pathways carbon capture project, and all of these emission rules, no matter how much they say they're dropping them, these are just liberal plans to kill pipelines without actually outright banning them. And then, of course, these judges, that's another example, Evan, of our federal system that is going to continue to step on our necks. Those Trudeau-appointed judges, they're there to serve Ottawa. We didn't vote for them. We can't get rid of them. That sort of thing is just going to continue until perpetuity.
Which, Cal, is ironically one of the questions on the referendum, right, is on working with like-minded provinces to address the way judges are appointed, one of the 9, now 10 referendum questions in Alberta.
Well, but these things are never going to change, Evan. That's the problem. This has been tried many times before, but the Federalists, and especially in Ottawa and Laurentian, they do not want to give up that power, and it's not going to happen. And even if Pierre gets in, that's all great. But again, in order to get reelected, you have to acquiesce to that corrupt system in Ottawa. So that's why I believe that nothing is going to change until something drastic happens for us to have a system that works for us, not against us.
A system reset. Many people would agree that that is exactly. You know, it's funny. I was talking with a buddy yesterday who actually lived in Alberta up until a year ago, moved back to Saskatchewan now. But he said his friends back home, there's varying degrees of support for separation. You have the people who say, absolutely, we must separate. Then you've got the people who say, absolutely, we need to send a strong message to Ottawa. Then you've got the people who say, we need to vote to separate with the safe backstop that this will never happen because there's a lot of other things from a Canadian constitution, the Clarity Act and other provinces and indigenous rights and all of those. So it's one of those, if you vote to separate and the province, the majority of people do, it's still not a guarantee that it will happen. However, this is the message that we want Ottawa to get. This is what we want Ottawa to see, an unhappy province that is an economic driver for the country, and maybe then something will change. There's a lot of maybes in there. And, you know, to Cal's point, I've said this before, I don't for a second think that the vote, if it did go to that second phase of the referendum question that Danielle Smith posed, if it actually goes to a referendum vote, which the one in the fall is not, let's not forget that, if it does, it's not passing. It's the support isn't there. Whether you like that, whether you agree with that or not, I firmly believe that's the case. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines busy this morning. Dwayne in Carrot River. Can I just check quick off topic? How's the water situation up there, Dwayne?
Well, thank goodness it's going down. It sure was as bad as I've ever seen.
Is that right? Like, I saw some pictures from your neck of the woods, and it was crazy the amount of water you were dealing with.
The golf course was places it was 10 feet deep along the river. It just rushed through there and did a lot of damage, and it will be a long time with getting things dried up here because we keep getting a little snow and a little rain, a little snow.
Listen,
I think
love
disaster, it's clean up now.
Love to Carrot River. You're dealing with wildfires 1 year, you're dealing with flooding the next year. great people in your community, Dwayne, and we're thinking about you. So thanks for calling in. Okay, let's go to referendum talk. Your thoughts on Danielle Smith. Did she get it right?
Well, I don't understand the Premier of Alberta all the way down to the last separatist not having the historical fact about how Canada was formed. This reminds me of somebody trying to sell their neighbor's car. They don't own it. And the native people own this country, and they signed treaties to allow us to be here and use this land. But you can't change those treaties by sticking your hand up in the air or signing with a pen that you think you want to leave. But that's just not a possibility. And how so many people in Alberta don't seem to understand the historical facts of Canada. I guess they skipped school that day. But I just think that she's done a tremendous amount of damage to herself and to her party. I think there's going to be separatists separating in all directions. And I have a little bit of a concern that I think Neshe up in Edmonton must be laughing all the way to the bank.
It's interesting. That was one of the things that we talked about with Ryan Jesperson this morning right off the start of the show. You know, the polling right now has the most recent polling shows that Danielle Smith is far and away in the lead. She would not only win, she would gain seats if they held an election today. Now, that was a poll that was taken before this latest move on the address that was given last night publicly to the Albertan people. Maybe that changes. I don't see it changing. Let's take one more call before the break. But keep in mind, by the way, we're doing open lines right until 10 o'clock. So lots of time to get in. Please give me a call, 1-877-332-8255. I want to bring Al into the conversation from Regina. Danielle Smith's tone, her words, did she strike the right balance, Al?
I think she did. I think she did what she had to do, and she had to talk to her base, and she had to be honest about what's the situation is. What frustrates me is that this entire separatist movement is made up of anti-vax convoy folks. Just for example, this is spilling into Saskatchewan. We have a Separate Saskatchewan event now at the Ellis Hotel with Tamara Leak there and other folks from the separatist movement in Alberta. And I think that as a proud Canadian, I just don't want to see Alberta turn into Quiberta and hold Canada hostage like Quebec does. So,
did you just make up a word there, Al? Quiberta?
I did. Quiberta.
I caught that. Thanks for the call. You know, I will say I don't feel like the entire separatist movement is made up of it's not a direct parallel to anti-vaxxers or the truckers convoy. There may be some overlapping themes. 100% there is. And we had Mitch Sylvester on the show a week ago, who is the leader of the Alberta independence movement. He said this all started with COVID. So there's no doubt there's some roots and there's some overlap there. But I feel like this is bigger than that. And this is a movement that may have started in one spot, but has moved in a way that there are more people now who are just talking about generally what feels like a lack of respect from Ottawa. So, you know, I feel like it's expanded past that, just that group of people. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. More open lines. Lots of time for your call. Lots of time for your text. I'm going to jump into some texts when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
I ask you to please consider joining me to vote for Alberta to remain in Canada and not give up on our beautiful country just as we're gaining respect and the tide has turned in our favor.
Danielle Smith, after promising all of those people a referendum on their question, just stabbed all of them in the back.
Premier says, hold my beer. I can do better than that. She's going to hold a referendum on a referendum, so because 6 months of damage isn't long enough.
So many different opinions on this. And I want to hear yours. Cameron in Regina said Premier Smith is playing this the only way she can. She has to place her allegiance with Team Canada because she knows the majority of Albertans don't want to separate, but she needs to at least acknowledge the frustrated minority who want to leave. Despite what experts are predicting, this does not hurt Danielle Smith because the separatists would never, ever consider voting for the NDP. That's Cameron. Now, I did see another text saying, and sorry, this is a continuation from Cameron saying the Conservatives of Alberta are not stupid enough to split their party into two because they will not have another Rachel Notley situation. Kelly in Silton says Canada's turning into a one-party state. Daniel Smith, Scott Moe, Doug Ford might as well be Liberals. They are basically trying to suck up to Mark Carney in Ottawa. We're lost, says Kelly in Silton. Lots of people suggesting politicians should be trying to make someone happy. Bobby and Bigger is saying no one is happy. Isn't that the goal of a politician? I did see one here saying Mark in Hodgeville saying a person attempting to please all pleases no one. But at the same time, you can't ignore the issue of Western separation. While I believe separation is an option, it will, without a doubt, bring its own problems. What Canada needs is first, a strong leader, and second, a neutral appointed committee to study the situation on a national level. And third, if I might dare suggest, move Canada's parliament to Manitoba. Mark in Hodgeville, putting together a business case of what this looks like. Sharon in Regina. Danielle takes a referendum, meets Carney, and the separation's on hold. As usual, the public is intentionally duped. Politicians duke it out without a referee to hand out penalties. People have no voice, let alone a useful vote. Here's Ron and Craven. Think people are missing the point. This referendum is a test if the federal government will make a change to repair the cracks that the years of Liberal power have created. I talked about that earlier. There are a number of people that may not be in favor of separating, but are 100% in favor of sending a strong message. I don't know if this vote now, the way they've reworded it for the referendum vote in October, will achieve that for Alberta. I guess we'll have to see. Okay, phone lines, thank you for your patience. I know there's still a few people on the line. We're taking your calls right up until 10. Then we transition into Bugs and Hugs, so lots of open line time for you still to come here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Stones, our time together,
stones together. Both major federal parties, the federal Conservatives and now the federal Liberals, representing 85% of voters in Canada, are advocating for Alberta to increase our energy production and exports. This complete turning of Canadian government policy and national public opinion was unthinkable just a few short years ago. We turned the tide. We are winning hearts and minds to our cause right across the country. To
everything. Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here. So we're talking Alberta referendum. You know, it's interesting. What happens on the show is we have people that will call in on a fairly regular basis and we get to know them. And we all get to know them because often they'll talk about, you know, I'm a retired teacher, for example. We know Dwayne in Carrot River is a retired teacher. Someone on the text line was texting in about Dwayne's views. Well, let's not forget Cal, who's our good friend from Oxbow, is also a retired teacher. The two of them are very far apart on their political views. So, you know, I'm just trying to even it out a bit because there was, there was kind of a generalized swipe at teachers. And I think the reality is, it doesn't matter what the profession is, whether you're currently in it or retired. If we're talking on any specific issue, there's going to be a variety of positions. And this separation one is, I think, a really good example of that. The lines are open for you, 1-877-332-8255. I'd love to know your thoughts. Did Danielle Smith get it right? Chris in Quill Lake says the premier doesn't need to walk the tightrope, but at some point, she has to put her flag in the ground either way because she will have to face the voters either way, whether it's in her own party or the general public. Chris goes on to say, it's hilarious how Jeff Rath basically thinks he's the premier and controls Danielle Smith's destiny. What Danielle Smith ought to do is publicly challenge him if he would accept the results if they lost, because it's obvious that he would not. She needs to assert her leadership because Nenshi, who's the NDP leader, is positioning himself to fill the void if she fails. Her polling is strong right now. And I got to say, I've been a fan of Danielle Smith. You know, it's like anything. You don't always agree with every step a leader takes or every decision they make. But there's a lot about Danielle Smith that I like. I have a lot of respect for decisions she's made, the conviction she's been taking on certain issues. And that's not a partisan view. That's literally just what I think of her leadership. I think strong leadership, regardless of political party. I've said it before on the show. I think Wab Kanu is a good leader. And he's very different from his political leaning than Danielle Smith. But both, they have a way of tackling subjects. So if we're looking at premiers outside of our province, I don't know. I think both of them have done a good job for their province. On this referendum question, though, it's a bit of a no-win situation for Danielle Smith. And she really is, though. In fact, if you listen to the latter part of her speech last night, she really is painting the picture that finally, in Canada, for Alberta, the tide is turning.
But my fellow Albertans, there can be no doubt that things are a world of difference better for our province than they were under the Trudeau NDP government. Both major federal parties, the Federal Conservatives and now the Federal Liberals, representing 85% of voters in Canada, are advocating for Alberta to increase our energy production and exports. Only some extremists in the NDP, Bloc Québécois, and Green parties, representing less than 15% of voters in Canada, hold fast to their anti-Alberta, leave-it-in-the-ground rhetoric. This complete turning of Canadian government policy and national public opinion was unthinkable just a few short years ago. No one thought it was possible, except here in Alberta. We turned the tide. We are winning hearts and minds to our cause right across the country, as many of our fellow Canadians are coming to understand that a strong Alberta and strong provinces means a stronger and more prosperous Canada.
Interesting is she counts the votes, basically, and talks about if you put the Liberal and Conservative votes together, she talks about their view on expanding energy production through oil. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has been, I would say, a strong supporter of the oil industry, but he is also actively campaigning on the pro-Canada side of this Alberta referendum, which, as we talked about this morning with Ryan off the start of the show, it's interesting because the riding he now represents, that Battle River Crowfoot riding, is one of a few pockets in Alberta where there is a strong separatist agenda. So it will be very interesting. I'm guessing we'll see Pierre Poilievre over the next few months do some announcements, some town hall sessions, whatever it looks like throughout Alberta, including in his riding. It'll be interesting to see how that's met. The Conservatives hold 33 of Alberta's 37 seats in the House of Commons, all but four. So Pierre Poilievre has been quite strong on this point. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go back to the phone line. In fact, let's go to Alberta. Let's go to Calgary. I got Rick on the line. How are you, Rick?
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks for joining this conversation. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, as I say, Southern Alberta issue, it's a Western Canadian issue. And I believe that Canadians in the West are distinctly different than Eastern Canadians. While they have their government, which is liberal, they'll be happy and we won't. If it's a conservative government, we'll be happy, they won't. And I think we should be self-governing, at least, the part of Canada still.
You think we should separate West from East?
Well, I believe that we're just distinctly different and can't be governed by one whole, but by one entity. Yeah. You know, things that go well in the East don't jive with the West. Also, I find that there's a big, there's not a lot of, we seem to be kept separate by the government themselves. I've been spending a lot of time in Thunder Bay taking care of my mother-in-law for about 5 years now. And I can't believe how nobody knows the issues of the West in the East.
Even Thunder Bay, which is really not that far east.
I will tell you, I would say that Thunder Bay should be part of Manitoba.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where the Greyhound quit serving Canada, Western Canada, is Sault Ste. Marie.
Right.
That's my line.
I appreciate you joining the conversation, Rick. Great to hear from our friends across the border on this because, of course, we are tied at the hip in more ways than just geography. There's no doubt about that, and I think we have that conversation on the show on a regular basis. Let's go to James in Saskatoon. Danielle Smith walked the tightrope last night. It seems like she's angered people on, I won't even say both sides, I'll say all sides of this issue. What do you think, James?
Well, I think that some of these individuals that are asking for independence or separation, they do not know what they asked for, right? Because, and it's the rhetoric that comes after this with, you know, they're going to go back to the UCP convention and they're going to kick her out as leader if they don't succumb to the wishes of their desire. And what does that get us to, Evan? It gets us to the point where we become ungovernable, right? A four-year window is not good enough for a duration of leadership. And I'm really concerned about that, right? The individuals who pontificate or give voice to this, you know, they're passionate. They certainly are passionate, but they're ill-prepared, I think, for the fullness of the discussion. Because let me ask you this.
Is there a way to prepare, though, for James? This is uncharted territory. So I understand what you're saying, but, I mean, I've had those conversations, too, where I've said, I think they're overestimating how good this is going to be, but I don't have any grounds for that other than, you know, trying to think of all of the things that would have to happen for this to actually transpire.
Well, exactly. And to that point, you see, in other times where there has been a political movement, it has raised not only from the grassroots, but you've had viewpoints from academia. You've had viewpoints from industry. Where's the champion from industry that's saying, oh, boy, do we ever need to separate from Canada or else we're not going to get our oil and gas out of the province? That's not the way it's happening, right? And the absence of voice from that industry should be allowed a voice to us, right? And that's the thing I think sometimes we entertain by punching at shadows. And that was the thing that I think one has to be somewhat cautious about.
1-877-332-8255. I want to keep the conversation going. We got some great callers calling in today. Lots of great texts on this as well. Let's move to Tisdale, where I know seeding is a slow start in your neck of the woods, Kelly. Not a lot of tractors moving yet.
No, I'm actually working in an elevator, and we're still waiting for guys to get in the field.
Yeah.
A couple weeks behind, but they got a doer.
Yeah, well, let's hope. I mean, my brother is in the same situation. He's hardly got any seeding done, and he said, I'm already praying for no frost in the fall. So it's that same old farming thing. Thanks for calling in, Kelly. How do you see how this is unfolding with Alberta separation and the kind of the line that Danielle Smith was trying to walk last night?
Well, I'm in agreement with you, Evan. When you just portrayed that your thoughts about Danielle, I respect the woman, and I think she is a strong leader, and people have to realize here that she's not just wanting to get out of Canada. This isn't a look to get out of Canada thing. She's trying to fight for the West, fight for Alberta mainly, and I'm hoping that Scott Moe will get on behind her a little bit more even, because the West has to fight. And she's trying to get a fair shake for all the people out here in the West. And how people don't realize this is totally frustrating. I was just telling Frank there. But, I think she's doing a great job. And I don't know where this is going to end. Maybe there's roadblocks, too many roadblocks to get this actually done. But I think she's doing a great job trying to get people to see that we need to get something changed to get a fair shake out here.
And, you know, thanks, Kelly. I appreciate it. The other thing, the other note that I feel is worth making in defense of Danielle Smith is, although people can point to Quebec and say this happened in Quebec and now it's happening in Alberta, this is still very different A lot of the underlying issues, a lot of things around process is very different. So, you know, Danielle Smith is leading with a machete in hand, cutting the bush as she tries to find the trail. And it's not easy. I can't imagine that it's easy. Let's take another call before our break. I want to go to Jason in Weyburn. Jason, thanks for the call. Your thoughts.
Okay, so Danielle Smith got to realize right away where she and Carney and what they have done. Danielle Smith, her party, the United Conservative Party of Alberta, probably is at least 30% separatists. Like, that is a...
That's a very fair way to look at it. Very fair.
So she has to take at least some listening and credence to these folks. It's big enough that she cannot ignore them. Any conservative right-wing party in Alberta has to deal with this. Alberta's already had scenario where you split the right and the NDP comes up the middle, and Danielle Smith knows if I lose these folks, that's what's going to happen. So she has had to walk a fine line saying, I am pro-Canada, but I'm giving these people a voice. Now let's flip it and go to Mark Carney. He's looking at it. He has a thing where he's looking, okay, Canada needs some development. I'm better than Justin Trudeau. That's a pretty easy bar to cross.
He hopped over. Yeah, okay.
But he's also got quite a bit of environmental fundamentalists like Guibo in his party, probably close to 15 to 20%. He has to walk that fine line to get Alberta oil done. And so he's putting a lot of this carbon capture and this kind of stuff. And you and I both know the second the Tories are elected, whether it's next election or the one after that, all that is gone.
Along with the firearm stuff, hopefully.
Yes. So that is where we have gotten into meat. I actually give credence to both Mark Carney and Danielle Smith to get where you've got. Now, can you get it across the finish line and actually get the pipeline built? I think you will, but there's a long way to go yet.
Jason, I always appreciate your thoughts, and thank you for calling into the show. You know, I was thinking, as you said, at least 30% of the UCP party are made up of this separatist group. It's likely higher. Wouldn't we say it's likely higher? Because if we know that in an Alberta poll, close to 30%, we're leaning into the idea of separation, or at least voting on separation, you know the majority of those come from the UCP party, if not all. So if you take out the majority, if you take out Alberta and just isolate the UCP party, the number actually might be higher than 30% of that party who feel that way. Okay, let's take our break, come back, and we'll wrap up open lines, only though to step into Bugs and Hugs. So phone lines aren't closing, but let's broaden the scope of what we talk about. Here for your thoughts on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
It is the job of the Prime Minister of Canada to unite the country. And as Prime Minister in waiting, I will begin that work myself. I will be campaigning across the province of Alberta, encouraging Albertans to stay as part of the Canadian family and encouraging nationwide unity for all Canadians. And there ain't nothing I can do about
it. There's old Pierre Poilievre being quite clear on his position. We just had Jason from Weyburn on talking about the line that Danielle Smith is walking, and mentioned that Mark Carney is in many ways walking a similar line for different reasons. I see a note here from John in White City. He said approximately 12 Liberals are totally against the pipeline. They're all from down east. What repercussions is that going to have for Mark Carney? John noticing that on his news feed this morning. So there's politics at every angle you look at this topic. And, you know, the question that we're asking, did Danielle Smith get it right? Her message last night to Albertans, and really, I mean, it was a message to Albertans, but knowing that the country was watching, there were a lot of eyes on what Danielle Smith was going to say last night. And, of course, she will be giving the opportunity for media questions today as well, holding a news conference. So I don't expect there will be significantly different messaging coming from that, but there may be some further questions answered in that from Danielle Smith. Okay, well, if this has got you bugged, well, don't fear, then we are going to give you an opportunity to share that. But let's expand the scope well beyond the topic of separation. Bugs and Hugs is here for you next. Always love this portion of the week. Let's start the next hour of conversation momentarily here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.